Good morning. It's 7:41. Can I pass away? It is graduation season, and if you are struggling with what will make a nice gift for your graduate, we've got a few iTech suggestions to share with you this morning. And joining us live is CNET Senior Editor Dan Ackerman. Dan, welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Good to be with you guys.
Now, one of these things I really love, it's called the Jawbone Up 24. Tell us about it. It's a very cool device.
You know, that is one of the very hot new categories that we call wearable tech. So a lot of companies, including Jawbone, are making these little devices that snap onto your wrist. They kind of look like, some of them look like wristwatches. Some of them have screens. Some of them don't. The Jawbone is one that does a lot of fitness tracking. You've also got the Pebble Seal. You've also got the Gear 2 from Samsung. And what all these wearable devices do is some of them keep track of your of how many steps you take, how many calories you burn. But I think more interestingly, some of them can give you text notifications when you're getting a message on your phone and tell you who's calling and even tell you the weather. Some of them have cameras in them. I think it's super early now to really pick a winner out of these, but Samsung is a big player in it. Jawbone is a big player, and we're waiting to see what Apple does. That could blow all of these out of the water.
How much?
But that's not ready yet. Most of these are about $100, $200.
Oh, that makes a nice gift then. All right.
Sure does.
Hey, Dan, I've got one of these soon-to-be graduates at home, and now he's going to be moving into an apartment, and he's going to have to cook for himself. I'm wondering if there's some gadgets out there that can help for these soon-to-be graduates to learn to cook at home.
You know, there's gadgets that are kind of double as home appliances. That's a newer category where people are getting into technology, and that it's not quite there yet, but there's some very interesting ones. Bun has got the My Cafe, which is a coffee maker that does like really cool single serve coffees.
I'm sure there's some apps as well, right?
That's exactly what I was saying. There are definitely some apps that do a lot of recipes, that do a lot of calorie counting. If you're really into the high-tech appliance stuff, and we've just started actually testing these devices, we built a whole facility to do that. They're super, super expensive, especially a lot of the refrigerators that have internet connectivity, that have tablets in them. That's a little bit probably expensive for a new grad. That's maybe something your grad is going to want to buy once they land that killer job.
I hate to break it to you. They're all going Chef Boyardee, and it's you know, it's going to be raviolis out of a can,
yep.
And you know, they're not going to cook.
I've been there, you've been there, we've all been there.
And I kind of like those raviolis, too. By the way, the streaming devices are so important because they're not going to be able to afford getting cable, but they still like to watch their favorite shows. Any good streaming devices out there?
That is a super, super hot category right now because so many kids, especially kids graduating college, have never had cable. They're not cord cutters. They're cord never havers. Amazon is getting into this. They've got a hot new one. It's called the Fire TV. It's $100. It streams all the video from Amazon, also does Netflix and Hulu, and even plays games. For like another $40, you can get a little game controller that plays a whole bunch of Android games on it. So it's almost like having a mini kind of low-rent game console. But the thing's $100 and gets you tons of streaming media. I think you're going to have a whole generation of kids that don't even know what cable TV is.
Such a deal.
Yeah, that is a great deal. And it makes another great gift. Thanks for those great ideas, Dan.
Anytime.
All right, CNET Senior Editor Dan Ackerman.